Today's moment of Tes Vavner, 17 lines from the top of Tes Vavner Aleph. V'sabar Shmuel, l'kech migazel nesle shvacha. Does Shmuel really hold that someone who buys from a gazlan and it gets taken away from him because the nigzal comes and says, I'm very sorry you bought that field, but it was stolen from you and it's my field. Shmuel holds that he doesn't get paid back the amount that he put into the field. What if this innocent buyer invested money into the field? He was mashbiach, he put money in. Shmuel holds that he can't come back to the gazlan now and claim that money as well. Why? Mechsika ribis, as we saw. Because really, is there any transaction here over here? No, because it was all a scam in the first place. It wasn't his field to sell. It was a stolen field. And therefore, we look back on the books. There's no actual transaction that took place. If we can't link this payment to any transaction, then it comes out, zoom out, and look at the bigger picture. You gave him $100. You gave it for a field, but in the other day, it was a fake field. So you gave him $100. He's giving you back what? When you're coming back to the gazlan who sold you it to make you whole, because again, this nigzal took it away from you. So you're coming back to him, and you want $100 plus the $50 that you put into it. So you give him $100. He's giving you back $150. Mechsika ribis 101. It looks very much like ribis. It's at least midrabanan, and it's mechsika ribis. It seems like ribis, and it's going to be aser. Because again, if it was a legit transaction, and it was a real sale, then yeah, we have something to link it to, and it makes sense. You put in that amount of money, I'm paying you back for that. But now that it wasn't actually a sale because it was never his to sell, Shmuel told us, you don't have any shvach, he cannot collect the shvach back from the gazlan because mechsika ribis. Ask the Gemara, is that true? Shmuel really holds that. Shmuel told Rav Chinan bar Shelas, who Rashi says was a cipher. So he tells Rav Chinan bar Shelas, was a cipher, that make sure when you write shtaris, imlich uksaif, meaning ask the parties involved, and then write down shufra shivcha upeiri. Write down what type of land he's going to be able to collect from, meaning shufra, the best type of land, if he's going to be able to come back and be tevea. Meaning, let's say a meicher is selling something to a buyer, and he's saying, if it gets taken away from me, I'm going to come back to you and collect, because it's bacharayis nechasim, so I'm going to collect shufra, the best part of the land, make sure this is all over there, and this is the agreement. Shivcha, also any shvach, any added amount that I put in, I'm going to be able to collect. Upeiri, and any peiris that were on the field that got taken away, I'm also going to collect. Says the Gemara, what was Shmuel talking about when he tells this to Rav Chanan bar Shelas, meaning what case, what type of gviya, that what type of taking it away from him happened? Was it a nigzal that came back? Sorry, it was stolen from me. Was it a balchayv? What exactly took place? So, by mind, if we're talking about a balchayv, miyasli peyre, would a balchayv get peyreus that now he's going to go back and collect it from the person who sold it to him? Meaning a lekech would never lose the peyreus to balchayv. As we know, Shmuel already told us that a lekech, that a Baal Chayv who comes does not have the right to collect payers, and therefore, there's no case that now he'd be coming back to the Meicher who sold it to him to be claiming the payers. So what kind of situation are we talking about that he's writing that, yeah, you're going to be able to come back for payers? If it's a Baal Chayv, Baal Chayv needs the payers, does a Baal Chayv have the ability to take away payers that now the Lekech is going to be coming back and trying to get his payers back from the Meicher and have him pay for it? V'amar Shmuel, Shmuel told us, Baal Chayv gives a shvach. A Baal Chayv only has the right to collect shvach, meaning any added amount that's put into the property. You could collect the property and the shvach since you have a lien on it, but shvach, you know, payers loy. Very much sounds like shvach, yeah? But payers not. Payers you're not able to collect. And therefore, since we don't have a case that a Baal Chayv is ever going to collect the payers, so what are we talking about over here? That he's losing the payers to whoever's collecting from him. So obviously it's not a Baal Chayv. So, obviously what? Obviously the case is a gazlan. Someone bought the field from a gazlan, and now the nigzal, the one who was stolen from, is coming and taking it back from him. Okay, and in that case, he's losing the peiris and the shvach. So what do we see clearly over here? That we're talking about shufra shivcha peiri, as Shmuel told Rav Chanan bar Shelas, that he's going to be able to collect when it gets taken away from him, meaning you sold him this stuff. When he comes back to you, if it gets taken away from him, he's going to be able to collect shufra shivcha peiri, shvach included. And it must be, as we just said, the case is talking about a gazlan, and therefore a gazlan sold it to him. It got taken back by the nigzal. So now the lekech, the buyer who bought it, who now lost the land to the nigzal, the one it was stolen from, is coming back and demanding the shufra shivcha peri, along with the shvach. So we clearly see Shmuel's telling Rav Chanan bar Shelas, Shmuel himself, how can you tell me that Shmuel holds that someone who's lekech migazlan, someone who buys from a gazlan, he's not going to be able to ever get his shvach back, any added amount that he put into the property? What do you mean? Shmuel literally told Rav Chanan bar Shelas, and we just proved how the case has to be lekech migazlan, and he's coming back to pick up his shvach. So what's going on? So Rav Yosef explains, really, I'll tell you that, yeah, we're talking about a case of lekech migazlan. Someone bought it from a gazlan, and the nigzal, the one who was stolen from, came and took back the property, and still, he's able to go back, and Shmuel told Rav Chanan bar Shelas to write in the shtar that he's able to go back and get the money of the shvach, the added investment that he put in. Why? Why is it different in this case? Why is it not a problem with Shmuel? Because Achmai Eskina, what's the case? Kigun Sheish Le Karka. The case is where he has Karka. When the Gazlan, who's also the Meicher, he was the seller over here, he sold this stolen land that he bought, when he's paying back the buyer, because the buyer got the field taken away by the Nigzal. So when he's paying him back the Karen plus any Shvach that he put in, he's not paying it back with cash. The case is where he's paying it back with Karka, and since he's paying it back with Karka, Gagan Sheish Le Karka, therefore it doesn't seem like Ribbis. It's only Mechsi Keribbis if it's cash, because you gave him $100, and he's giving you back 100 plus 50, and there's not even a transaction in the books to link this to, because it was a fake sale in the first place. That's very much Mechsi Keribbis. But Kolzman, that he's giving you back Karka, that's not already Mechsi Keribbis, and there's no Gezer over there, and that's why it's going to be okay. But I'm going to buy a bye, sister, Rabbi Yosef. Like Karka. Karka is going to solve everything, really. So any other case, really, of Mechsi Keribbis, as long as you're paying back with Karka, is going to be good enough. Like Saba Sal, what's this case we're talking about? So it's a Gezeiras Chazal that you're not allowed to lend someone a Salv Chitim, Almanas, to get back a Salv Chitim. I'll give you a Salv Chitim, just give me back the same amount next week. You can't do that. Why not? Because we're concerned that the price might fluctuate for a Salv Chitim in between, and you're going to end up getting more than you got, more value than what you gave. And that would be Ribbis. And therefore, it's a Gezeiras that you're not allowed to lend a Saba Sal. It says Abayit, Rabbi Yosef. According to this, that as soon as you have karka, it solves the issue. So you could lend sabasa and get around this gezeras chazal calls man that you just have. Kolzman that you're paying back with karka. What, you could just pay karka and then it's going to be okay, even if it's worth more? But Rabbi Yosef answered, Rabbi, I'll tell you why it's different. Because hasam halva, over there it's mamash halva, and then today you're lending this amount, you're getting back that amount. And if you're going to pay back with karka, it's still going to be an issue because it's halva. And by a loan, that's where issues of ribbis are. They're by a loan. And therefore, it's going to be much more chomer, much more stringent by cases of halva. So ribbis applies a lot more, and karka is not going to help you. Karka is not going to get you out of that situation. Whereas hacha, but in this case, Zvini. And then the day it's a sale, it's really a sale what happened, and we're not going to be that machmir. So nechanami, karka will help you in this situation. We're still going to tell you that it's going to be issues of ribbis, it's going to be mechsi keribbis, if you gave 100 and you gave back one and you got back 150, not because it is ribbis, it's only mechsi keribbis, but if you have karka, which is another step removed, then this far it's not going to be a problem. Again, when the underlying transaction was really halva, that was a loan, that's where ribbis applies much more, and that's why karka is not going to help you. But in a case like this, where it's a zvini in the first place, therefore that's why karka is going to help you. Yigadamri, a different way this was brought down, that Amr Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef answers that Achol Ma'askin, and you want to know what we're talking about? Shmuel over here, Kigan Shekana Miyadai. The case here that Shmuel tells the Sefer, Reb Chanan Bar Shelas, to write in Shufra Shvacha Uperi, that he's going to be able to collect even the Shvach. I thought Shmuel holds that Lekech Migazlan is never going to get a Shvach back. No, I'll tell you, because over here, we're talking about Shekana Miyadai. We're talking about where he made a Kinyan in the beginning. So there was a Kinyan in the beginning that he was makna over the Shvach, and Keilu, the Shvach was Meshubah, that he had to pay the Shvach from the beginning of the sale. So when is there an issue of ribbis? The only issue of ribbis is what's called schar hamtonas mois, meaning I give you a certain amount of money and you had that ability to use the money, and kolzman that you're using the money, I'm making money on the money. You're giving me back a larger amount of money because you're paying for the usage of that money. That's ribbis 101. You lend it for a month, and can I get that month? There's an interest rate. That's what ribbis is. But in this case, that he took upon himself to pay the shvach in the beginning of the transaction right away, so that's not schar hamtonas mois. That's not ribbis, because you're not making money on the money. It was already, you were owed that amount at the beginning, from the beginning of the time of the transaction. And that's why, in this case, he could get a shvach back. But Amr Le'abai, now Abai asked Rabbi Yosef, and this he could Amri, v'chimot lo v'sa v'sa b'makam sh'ekonomi yaday. Okay, so this gets around everything. Anytime you want to do ribbis, you just don't want to be over the avera. So we found a great way to get around it. Just make a kinyan in the beginning, sh'ekonomi yaday, and then you could be lo v'sa v'sa, you could lend a sa'ah for another sa'ah, just make a kinyan in the beginning that you're going to give back that thing. You just get around ribbis very easily. So Amr Le'ay, and Rabbi Yosef answers back Abai, the same thing, that hasam alva v'hachazvini, that over there it's alva, and therefore it applies, meaning we're much more chomer over there, and it's not going to help even if you made a kinyan, because again, it's a loan, and ribbis applies literally by loans. That's why we're going to be more machmir over there, and just like karka is not going to help you, also making a kinyan in the beginning is not going to help you. But the hacha zvini over here, it's really just a sale, and that's why it's only gzeira in the first place about the ribbis. No, over there it's also, but the point is, it's a sale, it's more removed from ribbis, and in this type of life, in the same way karka before is going to help you, because it's not so ribbistic, so too, this sale, the kinyan in the beginning is also going to help you, and the chachamim were not geyser in this case. Continues the Gemara, Gufa Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says the following, Baal Chayv, Geves HaShvach. Baal Chayv, when he's coming to collect Nechasim Mishubanim, basically the Leiva owed him money, the Leiva had karka that he had a lien on, but the Leiva sold off those karka to someone else. So that innocent buyer, or not so innocent, should have done a better title search. The point is that that person who's now losing his karka, the Baal Chayv is coming to him, I'm very sorry you bought this karka, but I'm taking it away because I have a lien on it, I'm owed money by the person that sold it to you, and he's coming to collect the karka. It's Nechasim Mishubanim. So when the Baal Chayv takes it, says Shmuel, Geves HaShvach, not only does he take the etzma karka, the guf of the karka, but he takes the shvach. Any amount of money or investment that the buyer was mashbiach and put into the land, he takes that as well. And Amar Rava Tehidar, Rava says, I'll bring you a raya to what Shmuel just said. Shekach koisev loy meichel lekeach, because you'll actually find that nusach in every shtar mecher. You'll find that nusach that the lekeach has that in the shtar, that the meicher writes to him that he's going to be responsible if that gets taken away from him. And once we see that, then obviously he's able to get it taken away from him, because that's what it says in the shtar. That the shtar says, "Ano ekom ve'ashbi ve'adke," I'm going to establish, I'm going to improve, ve'adke, I'm going to purify, ve'amorek, similar concept, I'm going to cleanse, zvine ilain, this sale that we're doing right now, inun ve'amleyon ve'shivchein, this is the point, the sale itself, meaning the karka itself, ve'amleyon ve'shivchein, anything that's put into the property, if you get it taken away from you, I'm selling it right now to you, this is title insurance, whatever it is, and I'm selling it to you right now, but I'm taking responsibility, anything that happens, and I'm going to stand up for it, I'm going to stand in front of you, I'm going to stand for it, I'm going to do this sale. He was mekabel on himself, I'm mekabel on myself, all these is chayvios, and therefore what do we see? That he was mekabel on himself. If the land gets taken away from him, the seller is going to have to pay. We see clearly in the Shtar Mecher, he was mekabel on himself, he's going to have to pay not only for the goof of the karka, but for the shvach that was taken away for it as well. Any money you put into the land that you're buying from me right now, if it gets taken away from you, I'm going to pay for it. What do we see clearly from there? That the Baal Chayv is able to take it away. The Baal Chayv is able to take it away, because otherwise, what would be the deal that he has to pay him back for if the Baal Chayv wasn't able to take it away? So obviously, the Baal Chayv, that's what Shmuel says, and this is the raya to Shmuel from every Shtar Mecher, that the Baal Chayv is able to take away the shvach that the lekeach put into the land. Says the Gemara, if so, that you're telling me the reason the meicher has to pay him back also for the shvach is because it's written that in the shtar, then matana the lakes of Leachi. What about a matana? He gives him a matana out of the goodness of his heart, where there might be a shtar, but he's not going to be mekabel on himself all these ischayvias, and he's definitely not going to be mischayv himself. It's usually not what's going to happen. A matana is just a good thing he's doing for the other person, but he's not going to be mischayv to give him back the shvach. So if it doesn't say that in the shtar, if the only reason you're telling me that he's actually able to is because that's what it says in the shtar, so we see that the bachayv had the ability to collect the shvach, so you're going to tell me in the shtar matana that it doesn't say such a thing. So if the Baal Chayv that has the same lien on that property, again, it's just the guy who owed him money decided to give it as a matana instead of selling it. So now you're telling me when the Baal Chayv comes and collects the property he has a lien on, he's not able to collect the shvach because it doesn't say anything about the shvach that the lekeach is going to be paid back for it from the seller. It doesn't say it in the shtar. And therefore what? It affects the Baal Chayv that he's not going to be able to collect the shvach from the property? He said, yeah, it's true. A Baal Chayv is not going to be able to collect the shvach from even a property that he has a lien on if it's shvach. If it was a matana, it's not in the shtar, and if so, he's not going to be able to collect the shvach. Ask the Gemara, v'chiyov v'koyach matana mimecher, so why would a matana be better than a mecher? What, someone who's a mekabel matana, someone who accepts a present, has more of a koyach than someone who buys something and actually pays money for it? Because if he paid money for it, then any shvach he puts in, can he actually be taken away if a Baal Chayv comes by and has a lien on the property? Whereas, if he just got this field as a present, then any money he puts in can't be taken away by the Baal Chayv. That makes any sense. V'chiyov v'koyach matana mimecher, I'm only in. He said, yeah. Yofi, it comes out that it's actually better, and someone who's mekabel matana, he actually has more of a power that when a Baal Chayv comes and claims he has a lien on this property, he's going to be able to take the property, but not the shvach, whereas if he paid money for it, and he bought the property, then when the Baal Chayv takes it away from him, he's actually going to be able to take it away, plus Neshvach. Amr Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, "Hom masnis mesayel lemar Shmuel." We have a braisa that seems to be a raya to Shmuel that what? That a Baal Chayv could be goyve even the shvach. That again, when a Baal Chayv comes and collects a property that he has a lien on because the person who once owned it, the person who sold it to this innocent buyer, or not so innocent, again, this guy, he was mashbiachit, the buyer was mashbiachit, but when the Baal Chayv comes and collects, he can collect even the shvach, even the added amount that the buyer put into it. So I have a braisa that seems to be a riot to this, to Mar Shmuel. However, Rav Huna, our friend, he argues and he holds that it's not necessarily a raya because he's going to establish the braisa as something else. What's the raya? The tani went braisa. Someone who sells the field to his friend. But now it's leaving from under his hand. Why? Because we're seemingly someone's being there. If someone's being goyve, someone's taking it away. We're assuming right now about Baal Chayv. So when he comes back. So now, again, Reuven sold the field to Shimon. Now the field is being taken away from Shimon because someone's coming with a lien on the property and taken away from Shimon. So when Shimon goes back to Reuven and collects, listen, you sold me the field, it got taken away from your Baal Chayv or your whatever, your Nigzaz, we're going to see, and therefore now you have to pay me back. So The keren, the goof of the field, the original price of the field, he collects from the nechasa mishubadim of the meicher. And the shvach you only collect from nechasa menecharin. But what do we clearly see? That you're collecting the shvach. Why are you claiming back the shvach if it wasn't taken away from you? So obviously it was taken away from you. So what do we see? That the baal chayv that took away also your shvach. So we see clearly, right, the shmuel, that the baal chayv, when he comes and collects, takes away also the shvach. And that's why, bechlal, you're going back to the person who sold it to you, and you're trying to claim back the shvach, because the shvach was also taken away from you from the baal chayv. So clearly we see, right, the shmuel, the baal chayv had the ability to take away the shvach. The huna chavrin, why does Rav Huna argue and say this isn't a raya? Because the huna chavrin, mukim la b'mili achrini, Rav Huna, our friend, just establishes it as something else. He explains the b'raisa, b'lekech migazlan. That really, we're not talking about a baal chayv in this b'raisa. We're talking about b'lekech migazlan. Someone buys it from a gazlan. Now the nigzal, the one who was stolen from, comes, takes back the field. He took back the field along with his shvach. That for sure he's able to do. The nigzal is able to come back and take his field along with the shvach. You improve my land. I don't care. I'm taking everything back. And therefore he's able to do that. Whether the person is able to come back and now claim it from the gazlan, listen, I want my karen and I want my shvach, or not, that was a sugya we dealt with earlier, Shmuel, whether that's mechsi keribis, whether he gets a shvach back, but the point is, Rav Huna is just going to establish in this case that the Toiveya, the one who's coming and taking the field, he's going to be able to take away also the shvach, not necessarily because it's baal chayv, and therefore not necessarily right to Shmuel. Really, I can tell you that it's a gazlan, and a gazlan sold it to the lekeach. Now the nigzal, the one who was stolen from, is coming and taking back his land. And him, when he's going to take it away, is also going to be able to take away the shvach, because that for sure is all his land. You just improved my land. Thank you very much. He takes it back, but it's not necessarily a raya to Shmuel.